Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Many lives are going to be saved tonight. I'm pretty sure you've heard failing to plan is planning to fail. When it comes to your personal finances, there's not a more dependable cliche. It's only when you're faced with an unexpected emergency and you have no money to pay for it that you realize how valuable a little preparation would have been. When you find yourself in a position where you need to pay for something unexpected, like a burst geyser or a doctor's bill, it's easy to turn to personal loans and credit cards, but such solutions only creates a cycle of debt dependency. And that is why today I want to welcome you to the Financial ER. Rookie meets master. And by rookie, I'm really talking about you and I. Today I'm stepping into the world of financial emergencies. I'm still fresh out of financial med school with my white coat on and a head full of theory. But let's face it, all that book smarts doesn't actually prepare you for the real life financial crises that can hit at any moment. That's why I've been assigned to shadow one of the greatest in the game, Dr. Reggie Mushabela. Reggie Mushabela isn't just a master in financial strategy. He's the go-to expert when things get critical. As a rookie in the financial field, I've got a lot of questions. Questions that and frankly, most people, even you, are too afraid to ask when it comes to handling emergencies like debt, savings, and financial survival. So today, Dr. Mushabela is here to walk me through it all. And I'm hoping to learn how to save lives, or at least wallets. Doc, I hear you just come out of an intense surgery. No rest for the wicked, hey?
I love this introduction. Eh? I'm all like sitting here. I'm like, yo, welcome, funny doctor.
You know, most of the time. You must be really tired. How are you this evening?
I'm very tired, you know, but I just look after another side of my life.
Yeah. There's no rest for the wicked, dog. So please be ready to be shadowed by me and the rest of SID.
Sure. Definitely. Okay. This is home.
Yeah. Before we start.
And a very good evening to the listeners.
Hello.
And to you also.
Hello. Before we start, what is the number one cause of financial death on your operating table? What brings people in here unconscious with their finances bleeding out?
So most of the time is the whole instant gratification. You know, most of us, we usually want things and we don't want to wait. We want them now.
YOLO.
And most of the time that is driven by emotions, you know, the emotion to, you know, if I were to go to that Durban trip,
yeah,
I will feel so good,
yeah,
you know. But then the bank account by that time is not agreeing with that. And then you feed the emotional you, and then when the mental you starts to kick in, you realize that, oh, I'm actually in ICU.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that's most of the time one thing that pushes us to go into financial ICU is because we want things and we want them now.
Sure. It is my first day, and I want to make sure that at least I've got a number of critical cases sorted, okay? So
yeah.
I've got a lineup of critical cases here. Patients rolled in on stretchers with their finances bleeding out. Please help me with these six cases. It's just six that landed on my desk, and I want to know how you would handle all of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about our first case. This is the high earner, no saver person. He is Mr. Big Money, zero backup. He's 32. He's a senior consultant and he earns 50,000 rand monthly. His vitals show me that he has no savings whatsoever. His lifestyle inflated with car payments, DSTV premium, international vacations. Currently, he's facing a 20,000 rand emergency car repair. He's panicked. his credit card is maxed out.
Yeah.
Chief, he says he'll start saving when he earns more. But right now, he's flatlining after one unexpected bill. What is his diagnosis? What is his treatment plan?
So, for this patient, let's start by identifying the problem when it actually started.
Yeah.
It started when there was lack of training. I heard you say something. If you plan, you have pay.
Yep.
You know, so now this patient didn't draw up a financial, you know, which will serve as a guideline of what's important and what's not important. That's where we bring in the subject of wants and needs. You know,
I mean, he's making a lot of money, 50K.
Yeah, no. So here's the thing. That's also a psychological thing. You're thinking you're earning a lot of money until the money gets committed.
Yes.
You see? Yes. And the thing is, in money, we never reach a point where we have a lot of money or we have less money.
Yeah.
If you fail to master your 10 rand, mastering a 50 rand is very slim and close to impossible.
Yeah.
You know? So this person had to make sure that they master their money instead of allowing them to master them. And how do we do that? Is by drawing a plan.
Okay.
And also being able to determine which things are in need and which ones are there, are just what they're just nice to have. You know. So how we can help this person is by starting off going back to the drawing board and looking at what is it that I need and what is it that I want.
Yeah.
And then in identifying that, we'll then notice where are we mostly wasting the money. And then we will also look at the fact or possibilities of downgrading.
Yeah.
That nice apartment where you are paying a 15,000.
Oh no.
We might have to downgrade it to a much cheaper one that's 7,000.
Oh no.
You know. And then now you look at it, they are faced with an emergency of fixing a car. And then most of the time when you fix a car, you need to take into consideration the maintenance of the car, the insurance of the car.
Petrol.
We're living in days where saying this was an unforeseen circumstance and I can't cater for it financially is viewed as a statement. Because most of the time, we already know that the possibility that my car might have a flat tire.
Yeah.
You know, and then in your insurance, you would find that you have an option to cover your tires. So if you know that you are not building a fund to cater for those situations, then you should be out for that. Gone are the days where I will go and take a loan to pay someone who is a family member.
Yeah.
If I know that they are my responsibility should it happen that they leave this world, you know.
Yeah.
So I should be able to ensure them. Should it happen that unforeseen circumstance arises, it's not my responsibility, but then I just need to claim from a financial institution.
I guess Mr. Big Money will have to use Gautrain or even Rea Vaya to go to work until he's saved up enough to fix his car.
Definitely. Or they have to downgrade on that apartment while they are using Gautrain.
Yep.
And then that's a disposable income can be channeled to fixing the car.
Yeah.
And possibly that car, if you can't afford it when it's broken down, we might need a downgrade also on that particular deck.
Sure. All right, I'll have to
get a Bajaj. Eh?
I'll have to give him the treatment plan then. Case number two.
Sure.
We have Miss Swipe a Lot. She's 28. She's a marketing manager. Listen to this. Her credit card balance is 65,000 Rand. Her interest rate on that card is 18%. Savings, zero. Her vitals are showing me that she uses her credit card as a backup plan. She only pays minimum monthly. And recently, she's maxed out her credit card for a medical emergency. The symptom she's presenting with is she's unconscious under dead pressure, but swears this is what credit is for. Is she in a coma, or can we revive her finances?
Look, financially, as long as you are alive, you can bounce back at any given time. You know,
I love
you
that.
Just need to put in the intention. Draw up a pop-up plan of how am I going to bounce back. I'll give a testimony. I've got a friend of mine who used to run a very successful business.
Yeah.
But it so happened that the business started falling down, you know, and he had to downgrade from one house to the other until he was completely homeless, you know. Now, the action plan there was for him to now be in a better state and be like Moses when he was doubting himself and God was asking, what's that on your hand?
Oh, yes.
You know, you lose everything, but you don't lose your skills.
Yeah.
You don't lose your knowledge.
Yeah.
You still have that degree. That's something that you can hold by yourself. This is what I have in mind. And this is what I'm going to use to bounce back.
Oof.
You know, so you possibly have an income, but maybe the main issue that you need to deal with is an ego.
Ooh.
Of what will people say?
Of course.
When I then decide to downgrade my lifestyle, just to bounce back again.
Yeah.
You know. Another thing really that we need not to run away from the fact that there's nothing wrong with a soft life.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all deserve it.
We really do. We deserve soft life.
Yeah, but we must have soft life comfortably at a good mental state.
Yes.
Yeah. So that patient number two can definitely bounce back.
Okay.
They need to look at their habits also. Possibly get an accountability partner who's going to hold them responsible. Cut all of those credit cards because they like swiping a lot. And then work on a reduction plan of every month when I pay this credit card, I will reduce the limit with 1,000.
What can we do with her mindset and mentality that this is what credit is for? Should we take that to the psych guys?
Yeah, look, psychologists also get to have a part to play in this finance. In the financial field, you know, because you find that someone, that type of person, because they were denied that at their young age, you know, when they would say, Papa, regular pizza, and then, hi, pizza, you know.
Now they're so now back with the vengeance.
Yeah, they've gotten exposed to having access to a 60K.
Yeah.
They feel, I'm now successful. And look, here's another reverse psychology that we are getting from financial institutions is the word congratulations.
Ooh.
You qualify.
Ooh.
You know.
Ooh. That's how they trap
us. That word, it doesn't necessarily mean you have money. It means you have a credit appetite. We can share with what you get monthly.
Ooh.
You know. So, we need to make sure that we master that also.
Yeah.
We are then able to understand, if I take that, what is the reason why I'm doing that? You know, so that is not something that we should live on. Even the scripture, I think they actually encourage us that we should make sure that we
one. Yeah. You know, you mentioned the word congratulations, and we always associate that word with something we deserved, right? And so the fact that they use that term makes us feel like, I deserve this credit.
Definitely.
We are going into the dumpster. All right. Patient number three, Mr. Dipper. He's 35. He's a software developer. Initially, his emergency fund was 30,000 rand, but now it's sitting at 5,000 rand. His vitals tell me he dips into savings for vacations, for gadgets, for birthday splurges, and he calls it self-care money. No clear rule on when to touch emergency funds. His savings are leaking like a broken tap. How do we plug the holes? What's the line between emergency and indulgence?
So, look, here's another thing. In the world we are living in, we have financial advice everywhere, even in social media.
Yeah.
The ones who will tell you every little money.
Yeah, na enjoyment.
Definitely. You know. So now, one of the ways to try really and conquer that is by naming your savings. You know, the moment you money is for taking my kids to school, it's for varsity, it's for case my child gets sick and then I go to a hospital. Then before you touch it, it feels, you know, is that girl say, hey, what are you about to do? You know, so. And maybe also know that thin wise you actually maybe look for a different investment vehicle, you know, investment vehicle or the product that you save. There's those products which when used within your banking app, you are able to save those finances and then remember that financial tells you only use this fund, you know.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's you don't have for you to speak to Ray.
Doc, if you can just change your position, we're struggling to hear you. You're cutting every second sentence or so.
Can you can you hear me now?
Perfectly now.
Yes. So I was saying, having those financial products which do not allow you easy access to your funds is also a key to like saving you from just using the funds that you had planned to use in future.
Like those notice deposits, right? Those 32 day.
Yes.
By the time you want to dip in, you're bored already. People have already gone to Durban.
Exactly. You know.
Yeah.
So that financial discipline, each person know themselves. They know themselves that the moment I see a sale, then I want to transfer from my savings to my check account and start transacting.
Sure. So we plug the holes with accountability.
Sure. Okay. We put accountability and possibly have accountability partners.
Yes.
You know, I mean, financial institutions are availing other different vehicles of saving these days. We would put through things like group savings also.
Yeah.
Where it's important, Reggie is Tavo, and then they come together and say, let's save.
Yeah.
You know, and then for you to actually be tempted, you must first tempt Mpo and Tavo.
There's a long chain of command.
Exactly.
Case number 4, Mrs. One Stream Wonder. She's 40. She's a school teacher. She's a sole breadwinner supporting her family. Her vitals tell me she just got retrenched. No savings, no side income, no plan B. And as a result, she is stressed. She is overwhelmed. She's presenting with symptoms where she's spiraling. One Stream now cut off. How do we stabilize her and future-proof her household?
Sure. My question would be, what's that on your hand?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oof.
That's where we're going to start.
Yeah.
I mean, this speaks directly to coaches and them making you aware that, hey, you can still breathe. Then there is still an opportunity for you.
She's
you know?
A teacher. She's got that skill.
And then... I didn't hear it.
She's a teacher. She's got that skill.
Yeah,
Yeah.
she's a teacher. You go online, you find that you can teach people English all the way in China. You can translate stuff. You can so there's a lot of opportunities, but sometimes when you are under financial distress, you don't see opportunities. All you see is you falling down and falling apart, you know. But when you come to us, we'll ask, what's that on your hand? And then you then have to look at sometimes you used to actually sell makwenya. You know, maybe it's about time you hit that taxi rank. And with that skill of baking the kuku that you usually wait for a funeral, this time around you
You
sell
could
them
work for
to
you.
those who still have employment. Yeah, money doesn't have a name. That's another thing. As South Africans, we have thrown away. You know, we are thinking money only carries value when you get it from an accounting qualification. You know, when you get paid from this particular institution that has a big office. You know, one thing I've saw or I've researched and I've seen is that a lot of us who are sitting in those nice offices are actually financially stressed than a
Yo.
Magogo who's sitting in a corner selling fish and chips.
We need the job more than her.
Exactly.
Jeez, man. Okay, so I won't prescribe any meds to her. I'll just make her aware of what she already has in her cabinet.
Definitely.
All right, here's our second last patient, Auntie Last Minute. Auntie is 54. She's an admin officer. She has no emergency fund. And here's the thing, she recently cashed out her pension early to cover home repairs. Auntie is convinced it's too late to start. She's feeling hopeless. Do we still have time to intervene? And what's the protocol for older patients?
Yeah, look, we can intervene. We can help Auntie. It's never too late, you know. It might maybe take a lot as compared to Mpho, who's 18 years, just came out of varsity and their career, you know. But Auntie can start off by making better financial decisions and then prioritizing needs the most. And possibly start investing in assets, you know, things that would help increase her earnings, you know. And then you look at things like what? Your property, you know. So sometimes maybe she cashed out those funds, but then there are still at least some funds that are available, and some that's available. The key thing is to look at how can I manage
And she just
what?
fixed her house. She can move in with a relative and rent the house out.
Definitely. Or actually go retire Ramathaba in Limpopo. The cost of living there is cheaper than Midrand.
100%. 100%. The house is nice now.
Sure.
All
You
right, our last
know. So she
patient.
can put that house and the house that's making money for her, or even possibly sell the house, downgrade it to a cheaper house. She
That
doesn't
she can
need
buy
any
cash.
upstairs type of house. You know, it's a simple two bedroom house, and that's it.
And I didn't hear that Auntie has family, so she's probably now an empty nester. She can afford to downgrade.
Definitely.
Our last patient is Mr. Live for today. He's
Yeah.
30. He's a freelancer. His philosophy is YOLO, you only live once. And as a result, no savings. All
Yeah.
on experiences, dining out, and travel. That's where he spends his money. His
Yeah.
vitals tell me he recently got blindsided by family funeral costs. He borrowed heavily, but still, he resists to save. Chief, he thinks planning kills joy. How do we administer some mindset CPR and save him from future overdoses?
Yeah, sure. I think we know a lot of those patients, and most of the time they donate for their veterans.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
they live very flexible life.
Mm.
I think the first cure for them is to tell them the truth.
Ooh.
That you are not in the industry forever.
You're?
You know, so planning, it's not a optional thing, but the must thing for you, you know. So you also have to explore an option of diversify, you know, because you are not going to be on trends forever. There will be time whereby someone else is replacing you in this freelancing job, you know.
Yeah.
So diversifying, understanding that at any given time, something might happen, you know. What put him in the situation again is the medical bill.
The family funeral and the fact that he believes you only live once.
Yeah. Now, on that very same statement, the question will be, what if you live long? What is the plan?
That one life. Long.
That one life.
Ridden with stress, because even if you can travel, the stress doesn't stay at home.
Exactly.
It gnaws at you.
It goes with you wherever you go. Yeah. Even if, I mean, most of them, they would tell themselves that I'll get high and then I'll forget.
Oh,
but in the morning,
my.
Your problems come smoking.
Oh, no.
You know.
Yeah.
So the key thing is to face the reality and understand that you don't own the world. You're not immune to anything that happens in the world.
Mm.
And start making better financial decisions.
Mm. Oof. Doc, can I be honest? I've seen some rookies, maybe even me, doing things like using credit cards as backups, borrowing from family, or assuming insurance will cover emergencies. Can you help us unlearn these bad habits?
So, you know, when it comes to us really dealing with bad habits, the key thing is to make sure that we consult with our financial. You know, in as much as you have a mentor for every area of your life, you actually also need a mentor in your finances.
That is so
who will
profound.
Then tell you that life cover is not the same with funeral.
Oh. Insurance is not emergency fund.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, who will tell you that an insurance is not an emergency fund? Who will help you draw out the proper plan for the type of life that you are living and the one that you want to live? You know, so that will really help not to. Remember, you are only a scientist. You know more about science. I know more about finances. So that's why at the end of the day, we need each other, you know. And then when you get to a doctor, you don't tell them that, no, I want you to inject me on my leg, not on my hand. You know, so we must be willing to listen to professionals when they try and advise us. This is how the finances are working. This is how you can safeguard yourself financially. Where do you want to go? This is the way in which you get to where you want to go. Yeah. So we can't be all-knowing when it comes to finances, you know. And of course, I must own it that financial education hasn't been a fashionable thing that much. You know, most of us have found ourselves falling into financial trap, and we open our eyes, and then that's when we come out, you know. But right after coming, just acknowledge that you cannot know everything. Hence, it's important for you to actually seek financial advice from professionals.
Ach man, and the best way up is humility, hey? Because
true.
Our arrogance and our pride are really going to keep us stuck in bad cycles.
Definitely.
So now I know that me and a lot of other people have never, probably, well, I have, but some people may have never done the surgery of emergency fund building before. So how do they actually build it from zero? How much do they save? Where do they keep it? How fast? Just please run us through the surgery nice and clean.
So, this is where we basically start. You know, we need to set a target. We need to have an aim. Someone who has no target or an aim, they aim for anything. You know, so now if we set a target, we know where I need to go.
Doc, before you continue, it's starting to sound like you are interchanging emergency fund and a savings goal. Am I hearing you right? Or am I missing the plot altogether?
You are hearing me.
Okay.
Yeah. So we cannot have an emergency fund without a goal, actually.
Interesting.
There's no emergency funds without proper financial planning, you know, because, I mean, I'll make you an example. If ever I owe so many stores and they're busy charging me interest, the priority is to actually start off at least pushed by settling my debt, you know, before, so that I can avail more funds and save on interest, you know. So hence I'm saying we cannot look at financial, emergency fund without looking at the entire financial plan, you know. We have to make sure that we put through a plan and a target of where are we trying to get.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes in settling debt, we actually are going to open that window where we can be able to save some funds. You know, 100%. So we start by setting a target.
Okay.
And then savings, creating that emergency fund is very much linked. You know, so sometimes saying start by saving 50% of your salary,
it's ambitious.
You know, it will put you under a lot of that you will quit so quick because you'll feel like a failure. So it's important to start low, wake up. You know, you start saving with as little as you can. And bit by bit, you look into that account, you are proud of yourself. You're like, okay, this is possible. And then you start using, you know. And then lastly, we choose the right saving. How do we choose this? We look at our habit. Am I an eater? Do I get tempted so easy? You know, can I do this by myself? Can I do it without having someone to account to? You know, and from there, we are working out.
Doc, can we end this off with a quick fire round of triage or treat? Triage or treats. How we'll do it is I'll throw a bunch of financial curveballs at you and you tell us whether it's a true emergency, meaning we touch that emergency fund so we triage, or it's something people should treat themselves to later. No fund dipping allowed. So I'll throw us a scenario.
Definitely.
You say triage, which means we dip into our emergency fund, or treat later. You'll do it later.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. A surprise Black Friday sale at 70% off from your favorite brand.
Treat. Treat, man.
70%.
It was not planned for.
Okay.
It was not planned for.
Okay. Your car tire bursts on the freeway. No spare, no tire insurance. Triage or treat?
Triage.
Ooh. Invitation to your cousin's destination wedding. Flights not covered.
Treat.
It's my cousin. It's a wedding.
No, it's fine. We'll watch online for pictures.
Netflix subscription renewal when your debit order bounces.
A treat, man. It actually chars my time.
Honestly. Yeah, you can't even use the thing you have in your hand because it's really Netflix.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, Doc, I'm starting to feel like we're using these terms incorrectly. Triage is later, treat as we do it now, right?
Okay.
Yes, I think that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Laptop suddenly crashes. You freelance for a living. Are we treating this or are we triaging it?
We are treating it.
Yes, because how am I going to make money?
Okay. Yes, we need that asset to make money.
Yes, a pop-up
But
sale,
if it's for movies, you know, we have students tuning in.
Yes.
These students, they claim laptops. I was once guilty of that and told them at home, hey, at school, we need laptops.
Yeah.
But the laptop was full of series and I was not studying. So if ever it's for that purpose, triage.
Okay. A pop-up sale on those shoes you've had in your cart forever.
Let's plan for it. You know, if we really want it, let's put a proper plan and
You accidentally drop your phone. The screen is smashed beyond use. Triage or treat?
It depends. I would treat mine. Eh?
Yeah. It's your money maker.
I need it. You need to reach.
100%. Okay. Your pet needs urgent surgery. Triage or treat? I take it you're not a pet person.
Triage.
That laugh gave you
away.
The
listeners, they don't think I'm insensitive.
That laugh gave you away.
Yeah.
But a pet is an emotional support, so please think about this carefully. Needs urgent surgery.
I'll find human.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so you are triaging the dog.
Yeah, no.
Oh, what a steward.
I'm sorry.
Okay, load shedding backup generator needed ASAP for work from home setup.
Treat.
Okay. Last one, a spontaneous weekend getaway with friends. A once-in-a-lifetime
Triage.
Deal. Life is hard. Life is hard. Doc, you've been so fantastic.
Spontaneous.
There's nothing wise about spontaneous.
Yeah, no. Especially if it affects finances.
Yeah. Ahmed, Dr. Reggie, I think you've just saved some people's wallets and sanity. And I've got one final question for you, okay?
Sure.
What's the one piece of advice you'd give every rookie financial doctor like me before they walk out of this ER today?
Look, Doc, again, I will say there's no worse financial state. Cannot be fixed. You know, let's be able to go face our financial circumstances, you know, because I think a lot of us, most of the time, we don't want to see where we are financially.
Yeah.
And then that makes us to keep on getting worse and worse.
Ignorance is bliss.
Go into that bank statement, start auditing it, and see your financial behavior.
Mm.
If you are able to see your financial behavior, it will put you in a better position to know what needs to be fixed.
Mm.
You know, so you cannot fix unless you know where it's broken.
Mm.
So let's face our finances and stop running away.
Mm.
Seek help where it's necessary.
Oh man, that is. That is so profound, Doc. I'm pretty sure people have heard you and thought, I need that doctor and I don't mind traveling seas and oceans for that doctor. Where do they get you? How do they get in touch with you and your services?
So everybody can get me on my Instagram. I'm Reggie Matabela. And my contact details, I can be contacted on this number, which is 072-109-3215. That is 072-109-3215.
I am so glad they assigned me to you, or you to me, because I believe I'm a better doctor now for having had this conversation with you. Thank you so much for gracing us with your time and your wisdom. Have a lovely evening.
Same to you. Good night. Bye.
Bye, dog.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.